Most of us at some level believe in writer's block, yet no such thing exists. The reason why we can't write is twofold. The first reason hinges on knowing the parts of the writing process. It's like driving a car. You need to know where the brake, accelerator, speedometer, etc. lie, and how to use them. And so also with article writing. But that's just half the battle. Just because you have a car doesn't mean you'll get anywhere without the fuel. So what's the fuel? Let's find out. How to avoid a writer's block, a logical progression. Three factors cause writer's block: underwork, overwork, lack of systematic planning. But let's talk about systematic planning first. Let's talk about boiling an egg, shall we? What would you do first? Just turn on the flame and then scramble to get the vessel, water, and egg? Wouldn't the flame be the very last thing you turn on when doing something as simple as boiling an egg? Yet, there we go into writer land, sitting at our computer and expecting the ingredients to show up from thin air. And that's where systems goes out of the window. That's where system goes out of the window. So what would a real system look like? A real system would involve at least three steps. Step one, generate one topic. Step two, generate one subtopic. Step three, get to one subtopic. Let's start with step one and generate one topic. When you sit down, you first need to have a topic. Most people confuse a topic with a headline, and a topic isn't a headline at all. It's a topic. Example, Japan is a topic. It's the broad, big picture kind of thingy that you can't do anything with at all. The purpose of the topic is simply to give you direction. So you can head over to step two, the subtopic, which is where at least part of the action begins. So why does a subtopic have so much relevance? That's easy to understand, isn't it? The topic, like Japan, is too hard to handle. So you chop it down to something more manageable, like the bullet train. Now you have a much better point of focus. Your mind is off the geishas, tonkatsu, and green tea ice cream. Instead, you're focused on just the subtopic of the bullet train. And sometimes that's as far as you need to go, from topic to subtopic. Obviously, this isn't one of those happy days. So we delve deeper into step three and sub-subtopics. The sub-subtopic usually nails the deal. Your brain is focused on the bullet train, and now you can write a pretty detailed account of the bullet train. Maybe you could take us on a journey that includes the history, the technology, and the challenges encountered. And as you're writing, something weird happens. You suddenly find that the article is getting very bloated. You started to write about 2-3 paragraphs about the challenges encountered, but suddenly you seem to have dozens of points on challenges. Well, don't panic. We're still on track. You continue to put what you can in a couple of paragraphs and silently rejoice. You've now created not one, but two articles on the bullet train. Aha, but no article has been written, right? Not yet. You've spent all this time buzzing steadily ahead from topic to subtopic and then delving down to sub-subtopics. And now you know exactly what you're going to write about. You've let your thoughts simmer and not a word of the article has been written. Yet, putting together these elements is akin to getting the egg, the water, and vessel together. At this point, a simple outline will get the cooking process underway, and you can write. So yes, systematic planning helps keep writer's block away. But what about the other two issues? How do underwork and overwork play their part? Underwork is when you decide to do nothing. Any skill requires you to get to a level of fluency. And to get to fluency, you have to write every day, at least for a while. But often we write a bit, then take a break. That day-long break stretches to a week, maybe 2 weeks, and then hell freezes over. It takes an enormous amount of persistence to get moving. Yup, writer's block has smacked you right in the face. But overwork will do about the same. Most of us have forgotten how to take time off. So we keep working endlessly. And all this crazy work, work, work soon depletes our energy. Energy is a strange thing because you can have time, but no energy. With no energy, we slip right into resistance, procrastination, and yep, hell freezes over a second time. Luckily, there is a way out of the trap. No matter how much of a soup you're in, all you really have to do is go through the three-step process. Start simple, just a topic, add your subtopic, then the sub-subtopic. Now your brain is churning steadily ahead. Writer's block has been defeated. For today at least.